Welcome to Empowering Connections, a podcast by Connie Akins, a licensed professional counselor with a private practice to help you heal your personal and professional relationships through counseling advice, tips, and ideas. Empowering Connections will focus on healthy ways to improve these relationships, help you manage your stress, and attain a better sense of self-fulfillment.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I am going to be discussing how to get along with your in-laws. The reason for this topic is because everyone has in-laws. Even if you're not the person who is married, you still have an in-law. If you have a sibling that is married or any other family member who is married, you will have to learn to get along with in-laws. Most people, even if they're divorced, are still tied to their in-laws. We are all connected to people through our bloodlines, through marriages, and through relationships. Sometimes you will have in-laws that you absolutely love, and other times you will have in-laws that you just have to deal with, okay? Whatever type of relationship you have with your in-laws, it is important to learn to get along with them and mostly to keep your unwarranted advice to yourself. And the reason why I made that comment is because mother-in-laws often get a bad rap. They get a bad rap for speaking their mind, telling their truths, or sometimes just giving advice when they're not being asked to give advice. So that's something that mother-in-laws might have to learn to change, okay? I have in-laws, and I am an in-law. The relationship that you build with your in-laws can either help or hurt. If you build positive relationships, they can help during the most challenging times of your marriage, or they can build many family traditions and celebrations and lead to having very happy, positive family interactions and good memories. Now, researchers claim that across cultures, in-law relationships face three challenges that lead to difficulty communicating and keeping the relationship in a positive state. So here's my take on that. First of all, learn to accept your in-laws. Respect your in-laws and learn to compromise, because after all, we're in this all together, okay? When you get a new family, these are the three things: acceptance, respect, and compromise that will immediately change how you relate and communicate with your new family. However, what I want to share is some other ways to build positive relationships with your in-laws. The very first thing you can do as a new family member is to make your own impressions of your in-laws. Once you are married, you have joined yourself to another family. And this is something I tell my own adult children. When you marry someone, you're marrying into their tribe, into their kinship, into their culture, into their family. So don't allow your partner's feedback to mold your impression of your mother-in-law or your father-in-law or their siblings or any other family members. Remember, your partner is not responsible for the family they belong to or the family that they were born into. A partner is also not responsible for how their parents behave, their parents' attitudes, or their parents' misconduct. However, once you marry, you have to learn to get to know your new family and try not to make judgments as you're learning who they are. So if you're new into the relationship and you're meeting your father-in-law or your mother-in-law for the first time, just kind of chill, ask a few questions, talk to them, get to know them. Don't make assumptions about their personality or their character, because you need to learn them for yourself. You will also learn many things about the person that you are married to by getting to know other family members as well as their close friends. And these are all a part of the tribe of being an in-law. The second thing I want to say is don't make mountains out of molehills. And my mom used to say this statement all the time. And I used to wonder what she was talking about, but now I understand. Anything your in-law does is not your partner's behavior. For example, when your partner's mom says things that you don't like, remember, that's not your partner. That's their mom saying something. And their mom has a right to their own opinions, their own thoughts, their own beliefs, and their own values. So learn to accept, learn to sit back, learn not to place any judgment on your partner for that behavior. Also, learn to cut people some slack. Be a silent observer. This may help increase your understanding of who your in-laws are and how to better relate to them. In other words, formulate your own opinion. And just remember that your partner's behavior is not your in-law's behavior. Now, when partners have children, for example, from previous relationships, it is important to come to your own understanding. Once again, these children are not responsible for their parents' behavior. The children should not be excluded in any way. And if you feel that somehow these children that are not yours should be excluded, then that is something that you should probably think about before you get married, because it is important to treat a child fairly and set aside any opinions about how the parental partnership is estranged. And what I'm saying happens every single day in America. We have families who are either torn apart or families who were never married and their children, and now you're married into this new family, and those children are there and they are to be loved and they are to be cared for and to be treated respectfully and give them the benefit of the doubt. Matter of fact, keep children involved with their extended family. Show respect for their extended family. Because remember, when we teach children how to behave, they are looking at our actions. They're listening to our words. They are modeling behavior that they learn. So keep the children involved. Show appreciation for your in-laws, especially when they babysit your children or do something nice for your children. Show your children how to behave with new people, because after all, like I said before, we are modeling how children should behave and teaching them how to express gratitude and graciousness. Here's another one. Set realistic expectations of your in-laws. Don't expect them to be like your family. Don't expect your partner's parents to be like your parents, because guess what? They're not. They're coming from two different backgrounds. They may differ in age. They may differ in health. They may differ in core values, beliefs, religion. They may even differ in culture. So, for example, if you marry someone and they don't like holidays, while the other side of the family loves to celebrate holidays, learn to give in to that. Have your celebrations if you like celebrations, or if you don't want to celebrate, that's okay also. But don't be disrespectful of people who differ from you. And this can cut down on a lot of friction if you just learn to be gracious, okay? For example, when you marry people who don't like holidays like Christmas and birthdays and anniversaries, think about how you're going to handle that. Are you going to accept it? Is it going to cause arguments between your partner and yourself? Are you going to learn to adjust and adapt? Because once you get in-laws, they may differ from you. So once again, I think these are conversations that should be held at the pre-marriage stage. And that way each partner knows what to expect and how to respond to the differences. Maybe you might not celebrate with one side of the family, and maybe you'll celebrate with the side that likes to celebrate. At any rate, spend quality time with your in-laws so that you get to know them well and learn who they are for yourself. This could be simple. Try vacationing with your in-laws. Try going to dinners with your in-laws. Try celebrating holidays with your in-laws. If you don't like holidays, what about just having family get-togethers? Go to the park with your in-laws. Play with the children together. Have maybe a family game night or other celebrations. And really, it doesn't have to be a special time to spend time with your in-law. You can do it anytime that you want to. And I would say this: make time for new things and new people like your in-laws. Always believe that your new family is being genuine, and err on the side of caution instead of being quick to judge or label. Believe that people have good intentions, and once again, be cautious about judging your in-laws. And I know you're probably saying, why does she keep saying that? Because people have a tendency to formulate opinions off of first impressions or off of what their partner says. And it's very important for you as the in-law to learn the other person. How I see someone and how you see someone may be totally different. It's the same thing with friendships. You formulate your friendships hopefully on your values, your beliefs, and your own personal interactions. And that same thing goes for in-laws. If you are a mother-in-law, I challenge you to learn how to love and accept your new son-in-law or daughter-in-law into the family, and set aside time to get to know them as an individual and learn to grow in love with your in-laws. If you want to share a story about your in-laws, feel free to DM me. Feel free to share your experiences. Also, if you want to learn more, feel free to contact me. Thank you.
The Empowering Connections podcast is not intended to replace the need for a professional counseling relationship. This podcast does not constitute professional advice or counseling services. As always, if you need mental health services, please seek a qualified mental health provider. You can find Connie Akins on the websites Psychology Today and Therapy for Black Girls. If you have an iTunes or Spotify account, please subscribe, share, and continue to listen. Feel free to check out Connie Akins' website at www.empoweringserenity.net and follow Connie on Instagram at Connie Akins LPC. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. We appreciate you listening to the Empowering Connections podcast and providing feedback. Stay positive.